Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Hey guys, Wayne Sutton here. Another episode of Driving in the Car with Wayne. Today we're going to talk about the ability or the need for an authority website. Now, I've had a lot of coaches. When we first started our Life Coach Certification Program, we built out coaches' websites for them. We built out these, 3-4 page basic pages that just had your web page about you, a contact page, a little bit about your services. And one thing we stressed was having it seen, really simple, crisp, clean, and just let it provide, as I was saying, an authority website so people could see it, recognize what it was. Really important. Then we moved over and started doing more Facebook pages. And I'm still a big fan of Facebook pages. That's where people are at. People are on Facebook, guys. So people are on LinkedIn, but they're on Facebook and they're scrolling. And they just expect you to have a Facebook presence. Where people at one point expected you to have a website. Now they expect you to have a Facebook presence. And so we have a Facebook. But here's the beautiful part. A Facebook page can be built in literally just a few moments. Literally in probably the time you're listening to this podcast. You can come up with a name. You can pull over your photos. Set up a few different options. And then you can literally start posting content. It's that simple. Invite your friends. But an authority website is still important. We're going to talk about that. Now, what we have done is taken someone to our Facebook page. We've shown them to our website. And they need to look similar. They don't have to look the same, though. I mean, we want consistency, brand consistency. But, so definitely the same, either the same photos or they need to know this photo's you and this photo's you. The same logos. But some of the content doesn't have to be the same. So, allow me to explain. We want to have a page that is very clear on Facebook, very clear of the content that you bring, and we want to have call to actions. On the authority website, can have more authority. If somebody's coming to you as I'm not going to use a fitness coach. You guys know I use that a lot in my examples. But someone comes to you as a business coach. And you're a business strategist, and they go to your Facebook page, and there's content about that, and your topics. And they jump over to your website. What does your website have that will literally say, "I am the business strategist that you need"? Does your website show authority? Does it show you people you've worked with? Does it show maybe you've written a book? Maybe you have a course that has been created. Show your authority through the website. And remember, the first part of the word authority is author. You want to author this. It means you want to write these articles or have them written for you. You want your name on there. You want your name on the articles. You want, if you have a book, you want your book to be proudly displayed where people can grab a hold of it. That's the point of an authority website. The key is not, in 9 times out of 10, I'd even say 9.9 times out of 10, you're not going to hand somebody a website and they go look at the website and hire you as a coach. It just doesn't work that way. In most cases, it's going to take a phone consultation or it's going to take a face-to-face consultation. Most people are not going to jump to a website and go, "Oh, I want to hire them as a coach." Have I done it in the past? Yes. Have I done it and done well over 6 figures doing that? Yes. But times are changing and it's not as easy today as it was. So what we have to do is show authority. We want to reach people on an emotional level, but we want to justify their need for logic, that this is something they want to work with. So your web page needs to have a great about you page. It needs to have a contact page, obviously, so people can contact you. And, of course, a blog where you can post your videos, your podcasts, etc. You can see mine at howtosellyourcoaching.com. Now, here's the beautiful thing about an authority website when done correctly. If you see mine, you'll see a video at the top. It doesn't play. It's just me talking. It's just a little visual. Very clear, the wealthy coach. Very clear on the book they can download. And then I have different things that we offer. Again, very few are going to go to this website and go, "Hey, Wayne, here's my credit card." But it shows that we do on-site certification. It shows that we have different programs. It shows what we offer. So again, it's all about being the authority in that area. Now, so for you, we want to work on your website. Do you have a website? Before you go pay someone thousands of dollars for a website, then let's talk. Let me share with you some thoughts, some things that you may want to do different than I've done, some things I would do different and am going to be doing different on my own website. So let's make sure you're getting the latest, greatest, and not having to pay more than you need for it. We also want a website that's flexible and can be updated quickly. We'll talk about all of that. So give me a call. Let's jump on a call together. Let's see how I can help you. As I said before, it's callwithwayne.com, callwithwayne.com. You go there, you're going to pull up my calendar link. Let's talk. Let's find a time to just, you know, look at where you're at. Do a business audit. Do you have a Facebook page or not? A web page or not? Do you have a calendar link where people can schedule their calls with you or not? Payment processing. Let's look at all that. And how are you marketing your coaching business? Are you at $10,000 a month at this point? If not, we need to hop on the call. If you are at 10K and you want to scale, let's chat. Show you some options. So again, this is Wayne. I hope you're making a wonderful day. Jump over to callwithwayne.com, howtosellyourcoaching.com, and enjoy this beautiful Sunday.
Thanks again for listening, and be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.